Shares of Facebook are expected to hit the NASDAQ exchange this Friday. It could be one of the largest initial public offerings in history. You may recall there have been several recent tech IPOs that have generated a lot of buzz, but without a doubt, Facebook is perhaps the biggest. Before you pull your entire life savings out of the bank, though, and dump it on Facebook stock, it's helpful to remember that shares with the most buzz are not necessarily the ones with the most earning potential. Joining us now, Eric Jackson, founder and managing member of investment firm Ironfire Capital, LLC. Ironfire Capital invests in tech companies. And over the last few weeks, Eric, I understand you've been holding a debate on whether or not to become shareholders in Facebook. Have you made a decision?
Well, at this point, it's probably going to be a no. The valuation keeps creeping up. Yesterday, we've found out that it's going to be likely valued at $105 billion. But that usually changes by Thursday night. It wouldn't surprise me if it gets up to $120 billion. By then, and once it starts trading, there are several people, including me, who think it's going to go up from there, possibly to $150 billion, although I heard yesterday a guy talk about how he was expecting it to get up to $200 billion.
So at this point, it sounds like you're making this calculation that the Facebook stock perhaps is overvalued as an IPO, but eventually it will be something good to invest in.
Well, I think that there are a number of strengths. There's a reason why there's a lot of buzz about this company. And so the great things about Facebook are that there's never been a social network that's been created that's reached this kind of mass. To have almost a billion users logging in monthly to this service is pretty mind-boggling when you wrap your brain around it. So and they are just at the beginning stages of trying to figure out how to use all the information they have about you, such as where you went to college, all your friends, what they are liking, what they are kind of influencing you about. They're just starting to figure out how to turn that into advertising gold. And so there are good reasons to be excited about it. I think the skeptic in me, though, says that this is a company that had $3.7 billion last year in revenues. And we're talking about the possibility that it might reach upwards of $200 billion in terms of valuation. That's a pretty big gap. And so the people who are buying into this, they are really buying into a hyped up story that the company is now going to have to grow into.
Well, okay, we're speaking with Eric Jackson, who's founder and managing member of investment firm Ironfire Capital, LLC. And investing in tech companies is what you do. So, Eric, explain to me the sort of pros and cons, the list that you go through as you're evaluating each one of these tech companies. There was a lot of buzz for the Groupon IPO, for example, for LinkedIn. And then Groupon's value fell by 35%, whereas LinkedIn went up 150%. How do you know the difference between what's going to happen with the stocks?
Well, the true answer is nobody knows. Even the grizzled Wall Street veterans, they don't really know. The underwriters, who are the people that are going to bring this deal to the public, they obviously have some indications from their best customers about how much they want to buy at the time that the stock does go public. But once it's out there in the free world, it's sort of sending this bird off into the sky, and you're going to see whether the thing flies or not. All of those companies that you mentioned, though, they are all story stocks. So, you probably remember 15 years ago, Amazon.com came public, and there were a lot of skeptics about Amazon because they saw this as a money-losing venture. It had never made money. It seemed to just be expanding and therefore losing money faster. And so there were a lot of people that said, how can this be successful? And in the long term, it was. So I think, the investors are trying to look around and handicap, whether, a company like Groupon, is going to have a bright future like an Amazon, or it's going to end up more like a pets.com, which obviously kind of went bust a lot faster.
So because of this kind of unpredictable nature of some of these tech stocks, I wonder if it's a game better left to seasoned, grizzled veterans, as you described them, like yourself. I don't know if you've been reading the same stories I have, but I've been reading about parents emptying their kids' college savings accounts to put it on Facebook stock, to buy up as much Facebook stock as they can share. What would be your advice to the average amateur investor?
Yeah, I'd probably say, those stories worry me. And so, if something seems like a sure thing, you should probably step back from the from your computer and before clicking buy, because there's probably some danger there. I think you do want to probably seek some counsel. And I think a mistake that a lot of people are making here is that they hear the words IPO and Facebook, and they know Facebook, they've used Facebook, or their kids have used Facebook, and they assume that if they're getting in on the IPO or near the time of the IPO, that it must be at the beginning stages of this company, and therefore, valuation can only go up. But there's a big difference between, Facebook coming public at potentially a $200 billion valuation, and the last big tech IPO was 8 years ago with Google. And when they came public, they had only a $25 billion valuation. So you are getting in much earlier, much, much more on the ground floor. And the biggest thing that most investors know is that your investment returns are going to be determined by the price you got in at. So you're getting in at a very rich price here, which I think does mean you should be very cautious.
Well, although I think that some of the buzz among amateurs is perhaps fueled by the idea that if I'd bought Microsoft stock back when it was cheap, I'd be a millionaire now. I mean, that may be fueling some of the passion among people who feel that Facebook can only go up.
Right. But all those companies, Apple, Microsoft, and even Google or Amazon, they you were buying in, probably the company was worth a couple hundred million dollars when it went public, not $200 billion.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. Eric Jackson is founder and managing member of investment firm Iron Fire Capital LLC. Joined us from Canada. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thanks.
And I want to know if you're planning to invest in Facebook. Maybe you disagree with our guest completely. You think Facebook is a guaranteed win, a smart buy. Let us know your plans. Do you plan to get in on the Facebook IPO? 877-877-8-MY-TAKE. Or you can post your comment at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.